Jen, thank you for joining me on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, so as the president of the Delaware Korean Association, give me all the great details about this Delaware Korean Festival. We know it's happening on Friday, September 24th from 5 until 8 o'clock, but we don't know the details. So tell my listeners all the information they need.
We are excited to meet everybody in person this year after last year's online version. This next Friday, there will be the 7th annual Delaware Korean Festival will happen in beautiful sculpture garden of the Delaware Art Museum. And then this event is a family-friendly event that Delaware Korean Association and Delaware Art Museum are partnered to share Korean culture with the community. Indeed, anyone can come and enjoy Korean dance, music, craft, and food.
Jin, I want you to explain, if you can, Korean culture to me and my listeners.
So this Korean festival was based on Korean Thanksgiving called the Chuseok. Chuseok is one of the most important holidays in Korea, along with the New Year's Day. It is August the 15th, but goes by the lunar calendar. So this year falls on to September 21st. So you would hear Chuseok being in September here a lot more. What Chuseok is, before the end of the rice harvest, which is the main crop for Korean, the newly harvested rice will be made into songpyeon, which is rice cake with a sweets in. Just like Thanksgiving in America, all family members gather and make this a special rice cake songpyeon and other delicious food and pay thanks to ancestors for the abundance of our harvest.
So really, instead of turkey and dressing and that sort of stuff, you guys eat rice.
Yes, it is a main grain for us. Yep.
Jin, how big is the Korean community in Delaware? Is it a large community?
It is. It's all relative. So we have about 6,000, we estimate, in Delaware, which is almost double the size in 10 years ago.
All right. So I want to go back to the festival itself. The festival is planned for Friday, September 24th from 5 until 8. It'll be in the Copeland Sculpture Garden and North Terrace at the Delaware Art Museum. Great location. Now, what happens in case of inclement weather?
We have a rain date for the next day, 25th. So we are really hoping for the good weather.
All right. So we can expect lots of great food. We can expect traditional and modern music and dancers. Expand more on all of that.
Sure. This year, we invite all to join the celebration of Korean culture. There will be performance and interactive stations. Performances are the Delaware Korean Schools, Arirang, which is a Korean folk song and dance, Taekwondo demonstration, drum and fan dance by New Jersey Dance Group, bamboo-based traditional musical instrument by musician from Korea, K-pop dance by our own University of Delaware Student Club, and more. And we also wanted to give interactive stations for folks to try things themselves. So you could come and make Korean-inspired crafts. There are various things that you could do, mask, fan, bag, tops making, and photo booths, and learn how to write your name in Korean, and more.
Yeah, I was fascinated by that. So guests will be able to pose for selfies with Korean cultural items and learn to write their names in Korean as well. How hard is that?
So this learn how to write your name in Korean, it's been very popular over the years, and we will be there to help you to how to write your name in Korean. It's fairly easy. It gets harder from there if you start speaking in Korean.
And the Korean food and beverages, will that come from food trucks?
Yes, we are excited to have food trucks finally. And then there will be also some snacks on the side to support as well.
And also the Delaware Korean School will be on hand, right?
Absolutely. Delaware Korean School's students are excited to be there. Every year they perform, but this year or so they prepared about 15 minutes long performance